Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I don't know about you guys, right, but when you move to a new offense, didn't you sometimes feel like 2 minute was like the easiest spot to be in?
Yes. Yes. Staple plays.
You were not thinking.
First day install plays, the plays that you know the most. That's what you're running. The receivers know. Less thinking.
That's from the Manning cast.
Peyton Manning, Matt Ryan, and Eli
yeah.
on the final drive was really good.
They're at their best, especially Peyton, in frantic game moments as yeah. it's coming to an end and he's yelling, timeout, timeout, timeout. Yeah. Get a timeout. I was watching the Manning cast very late last night. I meant to go to bed and I just stayed up and watched the end of that game.
Yeah.
Which was very exciting and interesting, and the Eagles totally blew it. It's an unbelievable loss for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Lost to a one-legged quarterback and blew a lead at home, throwing the ball on third down, incomplete, kicking the field goal of death. So we're talking about that a little bit, but talking more about Tua Tagovailoa, who, you know, we wait to find out what the Dolphins think of all this and when Tua will speak. He's meeting with neurologists this week. We've already got the reports that he's planning on continuing to play. So the timeline for that is something we'll, of course, get to the next couple of weeks. We got into a big conversation about Tua because Joe brought up Dominique Foxworth's opinion
yeah.
on this and where it could go from here.
Which was essentially that the NFL, the point's been made a lot that, hey, why doesn't the NFL step in and kind of protect Tua from himself? And Foxworth's thought on that was more, I don't know that they would do that for that. I think the NFL, if they are talking about doing anything, it would be more towards the even the PR angle, but just even more than that, we don't want this on our broadcast. We don't want this on the field. It's a bad look for us. We are a league that has tried to escape the narrative that we don't care about concussions and we don't care about player safety. And if you have a person in your league that is doing that multiple times, it just, it's not a good look for the league. It brings out the violence of your league that they're trying, I think, to cover up as best they can. And you can't cover it up when Tua's going into the fencing pose after these bad concussions. You can't hide from it. It's right there for everybody to see.
And for anyone to know the inner workings of the league and how they might do this, I mean, he's a former president of the NFLPA.
Of the NFLPA, yes. Yep.
So he would have dealt with the league and...
I do think even him saying that, though, like, it's... I don't know how they do it. That's the thing that I get tripped up on. Like, they might want to, or they might like him to not play anymore, but I don't think they can do anything to force him. Like, to me, we had a caller about the NFLPA last segment. Like, could they do something? Could the NFL do something? To me, the only outside, if you would even call it outside, the only other entity that could do something to stop him from playing is the Dolphins. That's it. And I don't expect them to do that now. But the only thing that would stop Tua from playing that isn't Tua deciding he wants to stop playing is if the Dolphins someday in the future say, hey man, we can't trust you to stay on the field. We can't have you missing 10 games every other year because when you take a hit like that, we're without our quarterback for half the season. Like, the only thing in the future, I think, that's not Tua deciding would be the Dolphins saying,
it's not worth the risk.
We can't have you be our starting, our franchise quarterback if this is going to happen often.
It is a tough case to make right away after we played a full season and won the passing title.
I know.
Last year.
But it's two of the last 3 years.
That's right.
They're going to be missing it. Like, their season, they played a playoff game with Skylar Thompson because he had a concussion. And their season, we'll see how long he's out. Maybe he's only out a couple weeks. Maybe he's out the whole season. We'll see if their whole season goes down the drain because of his concussion.
803-0550. Get a couple of calls in on this. After calls, there was an interesting point made, a really interesting point made from Todd McShay about Caleb Williams and Patrick Mahomes. Comparisons and differences that I want to dig into a little bit. But we'll get some calls in first and catch up on takes on Tua, his future, and what it'll be like to watch him play again. Steven Wheatfield. Steve, good morning. You're on WGR.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Yeah, my pleasure. So I was thinking about the injury with Tua, and this is, don't call this weird. This is probably going to be a weird comparison, what I think of, but I had an iPhone a while back, and I had it for like 4 years, never had an issue with it, and then the screen cracked. And then I took it to repair it, and a couple days later, it cracked again because it was a repaired, replaced screen. So I got it fixed again, and then it cracked again like 3 or 4 weeks later. So the thing I'm trying to come across here is I feel like Tua is more susceptible to, obviously, to concussions than other players. And I think about that because I think about Dak last year when the Bills played the Cowboys. There was a play where Dak slid, and he got lit up by Terrell Dodson, helmet to helmet. There was a flag on it, and he didn't get taken out of the game. He didn't have a concussion. I think the hit on Shakir from Poyer on Thursday night was worse than what happened to Tua's head. And I think that Kincaid came out but came back in after getting kneed in the head. So I think that once you get a concussion or two or three, you are now way more susceptible, and I'm not a doctor, way more susceptible to more concussions. And I think that is what we're seeing with him. And I just think it's – I'm never going to tell a guy to stop doing what he loves. You know what? Who are we? But when it comes down to it, you know, and how ironic that it's Hamlin is the one that hits Tua, by the way. But when it comes down to it, Tua was hit by a bicep. No pads, just a bicep of Hamlin's, and has a concussion ruled within 6 minutes. So I just think that there's something more going on with him than his head is just more likely to get more concussions. And I think that's what he's got to think about when playing again. And also, last thing, I respect Tua. How do you not slide once you've got the first down?
Yeah.
But other than that, guys, I'll listen to what you have to say. Again, thanks for taking my call and enjoy your week.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Yeah, the idea of, you know, your iPhone comparison is like the integrity has been breached or whatever, and now it's more susceptible. This is probably what Tua's conversations are with the neurologists. Whenever we hear from him, it'll be, have they told you you are more likely to suffer on less intense hits or whatever? You know, looking up the hit itself, I asked Joe this during one of the breaks. Did he get the concussion when he hit Hamlin, or was it when his head bounced off the ground? Because his head does bounce off the ground.
Right. Which is how he had a couple of his other concussions,
yeah,
where his head just slammed on the back. The Milano one was that, and then the Bengal one was that. Like, the concussion or the main contact came when the back of his head slammed against the turf.
Right, because the concussion happens when the brain hits the wall of your skull. Like that's, it is a, it can be, you can get a concussion from a hit in the chest, of course. It doesn't have to be necessarily a head hit. It's just how much you get from the actual impact of your body moving and your head snapping.
Yeah.
Like you get in a car accident, you don't have to necessarily hit directly to your head. You can get a concussion from that. You know, when thinking about Tua's future and the idea that, you know, is he more susceptible? Maybe. And the risk of long-term damage comes with more. We learned about second concussion syndrome when he got the second one in 4 days.
Yeah.
That was a big part of the first one, was the second one came 4 days later. It happened against the Bills, and then Thursday Night Football happened against Cincinnati.
Right. And the controversy of he was cleared to return in the first place, right?
There's a great example about being cleared.
Yeah, because him falling to the ground after the Milano one that year was like, that met the qualification of he should have been pulled. And then he would have gone into the protocol and maybe he wouldn't have played against the Bengals.
Yeah. 803-0550, if you want to join us on this, go for it. 1-888-550-2550 on the league and their next steps.
I think Tyler Huntley's going to get in, by the way, for them. Don't you? Doesn't Thompson look like that dude is overmatched to play in the National Football League? We've seen him a couple times. The things that have happened with him in both of the Bills matchups, the playoff game and then the half last Monday, is that guy can't get them to the line of scrimmage. Like the pre-snap penalties and the clock going down, you know, that's like the start. That's like the baseline for playing quarterback. So I think Huntley, who, by the way, did make a Pro Bowl, is going to get in there. He's the poster child of everybody makes the Pro Bowl. Tyler Huntley made a Pro Bowl and now is on the Dolphins.
803-0550. Dante tweets in, only reason Tua wouldn't come back would be if Tua decided not to. You can't have a league or a person in the league telling someone they can't play because of concussions. Too slippery a slope. Concussions are not new. These people are professionals. I tend to agree with that. And the idea that the league would keep him out, I just don't know how. You can't play in our league because you might get hurt. Does any other league do that? We won't let you in. We're afraid you'll get hurt.
Where the league does it?
What's the precedent? Has a team ever done that? We won't sign you. You make a good point about availability. Hey, I don't want to sign that guy because I'm not sure he will stay healthy.
Yeah.
And availability is important. That's one way to do it.
But the NFL themselves going over a team's head and deciding to do that would be, I think it would be unprecedented.
Right. We've seen the league keep a player out because of views, political views.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
We've seen that.
And this is different. I just don't think they would. 803-0550.
It's happened in boxing. I mean, it happened in boxing. It's happened in boxing a lot, but boxing is like, that's usually more in the medical space, right? Like, this happened 15 years ago here with Baby Joe Macy. He had brain injury and fought in Las Vegas and then tried to fight after that, but I think it was medical boards that were telling him, we're not clearing you
boxing
to fight in
this state. Boxing commissions would not clear.
Right.
Yeah.
So he wanted to and even fought, I think, in
explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Other states, like lower level states, but he could never get cleared in like Nevada or New York again. So like maybe you can find that in boxing, but again, it starts, though, with someone in the medical space is the one that's saying you can't come back. That would have to be how they do it. It would have to be a league doctor or, I guess, a Dolphins doctor. Who is the one that makes the final say on that? I don't even know. Is it a league doctor? Because that's where it would have to be, is an NFL doctor telling Tua, we are not clearing you, and having to have a baseline to having that opinion and saying that.
No, you've got spotters that are powerful enough to pull a guy out of a game, but not out of a season. Oh, all right. I was going to go to Shane, but he hung up. 803-0550. Okay, so on to some young quarterback stuff. Bryce Young pulled.
Yes, he's done.
He's probably done. Okay.
It was getting really bad. It had been bad from the start, really.
It's not going well for Caleb Williams.
Okay.
Right? He does not. No. He's got a win. There have been flashes, but it's really not gone well. He's not throwing the ball down the field. He's getting pressured quite a bit.
And he's taking sacks.
Yeah, he's not able to improvise in the same way. And Todd McShay had a really good point about Caleb Williams. I want to play this clip because the comparison for Caleb Williams coming in was he plays like Mahomes. And I've told you many times, Joe, I think that is actually a really good comparison. When you watch them throw the ball, the arm platforms, we saw him make that throw against the Bills in the preseason. You're like, that guy can do things that the top-tier tool guys can do. So, what's one major difference right now between Caleb Williams and Patrick Mahomes to this point in their career? What's one major difference? I had forgotten about this, and it's a good point. Caleb Williams is playing right away. And Mahomes didn't.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Mahomes did not play right away. McShay on that.
Is this what Mahomes would have looked like if Alex Smith wasn't in Kansas City that year and they threw him in there? His footwork's not where it needs to be. He's trying to be a system quarterback and work within the pocket, which he's going to have to do to succeed. When he gets more reps and he starts to, you know, gets through his first year and has an offseason to look and study his footwork and all. Like, the highs can't get too high. The lows can't get too low with Caleb this year. The bottom line is he could have sat out a year and watched behind a really good veteran and maybe that would have helped him, but he's going to learn on the job now and there's going to be some moments like this.
What would Mahomes have looked like if he started day one? Would it have just been awesome from the start? Mm-hmm. It's possible, but it's also possible instead of, I mean, he sat for 16 games, then played a game that didn't mean anything, then had another offseason, and then became the starter, and then threw 50 touchdowns. So he's pretty good. But but I think that's a fair observation to make, that we never saw Mahomes, hey, try to become a system quarterback after going to one training camp, and here you go, preseason, you're in.
Yeah.
Would he have been flawless right away? Again, it's possible. But I like that point he makes about Caleb Williams. There's, you know, into the fire versus waiting a year, there are probably differences in how that's going to look. You might land at the same destination. Let's do this for Jordan Love. Mm-hmm. Right? Jordan Love sat for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
If he starts year one. Is he a $250 million quarterback within 8 games? Because that's what he basically became. After 8 or 9 games, he turned into, oh, light went on. Now, did that take only 8 games, or did that take 3 years and 8 games to get him to that spot?
I typically...
Without even saying the destination would be different. It's just you never got the front end of it. You never got the...
You never formed an opinion based on what his first six games in the NFL were.
You never got the, this is really shaky.
Yeah, that's right. Because I tend to think the destination wouldn't be that different. Yeah. If Mahomes played right away, I think he'd probably still be exactly where he is today. If Jordan Love played in year two instead of year four, I think he probably... A lot of it comes down to coaching, too, right? Like, when you have Andy Reid, it's probably going to work if you have talent like that. If you have Matt LaFleur, look what he just did with Malik Willis in a game. It's probably going to work. Who's the Bears offensive coordinator, by the way? Like, it's not one of those guys.
Is it Shane Waldron?
Shane Waldron? Yes, Shane Waldron. Like,
just walking around here with the Bears offensive coordinator.
I was going to say.
I'm ready for that.
That's pretty good.
Next challenge. Do you know how I remember that?
How?
There's a video going around where I think Shane Waldron was at Ohio State, right?
That sounds right.
And there's a video where they're asking Jackson Smith and Jigba about, hey, what can you tell Bears fans about Shane Waldron?
Yeah.
It's a podcast.
Oh.
Have you seen that?
I think I did see this.
I'm pretty sure it's JSN.
Okay. All I know is the comment. Yeah, go ahead. The comment is not glowing about Shane Waldron.
He says, is this live? And then, like, well, yeah. He's like, all right.
And then he's like just, trying to figure out what to say.
And then he goes, he's a great coach. He's a great person. Good luck. That's how I remember, because that video of JSN, is this live?
Yeah.
About Shane Waldron.
Yeah.
They've got weapons.
They have weapons. If they can't protect him, though, and he's an improviser, like, that's not a great combination. Remember what Mahomes looked like in the Super Bowl against Tampa when they couldn't protect him? It's kind of how it looked. It was turnovers, and he was playing hero mode. There were some great throws he made, too, but, man, what a time to be the Bears fan that finally thinks he's got, like, the surefire quarterback.
It might take.
It's only 2 games?
Right. I mean, C.J. Stroud's first couple of games did not look incredible. His preseason was awful, his rookie season.
Really?
Actually, C.J. Stroud's 2 games this year have not looked incredible.
Really, none of the rookies look good, right? Is this another preseason pledge, by the way? Because I think all the rookies look good in the preseason.
Jaden Daniels looks good from a fantasy standpoint. He looks great.
He does. I wonder going on there, though, because they cannot get Terry McLaurin, their best wide receiver, the football.
That's right.
Which seems to be a problem.
And, you know, say what you will about kicking 7 field goals in a game. That's an offense that gets into scoring territory 7 times.
Yeah.
I think Jaden Daniels has been all right.
Okay. He has no turnovers yet. He has run for 132 yards in 2 games, so he's probably been the best one. Bo Nix has been. That team's going to be bad. Oh, we didn't touch about this on Monday? Did you see what Sean Payton did on Sunday? You didn't see what he did?
I don't think so.
He's down 3, I believe, with under 2 minutes to play. I think it was 1:40 on the clock. He's down 3. He had just scored a touchdown to go down 3. All right, what do you think he does? What would you do? What would you naturally do? You have 1 timeout, there's 1:40 on the clock, and you're kicking off.
You'd kick onside.
You kick onside. He didn't. He kicked it deep.
And they just ran out the clock?
They got the ball back with 9 seconds left and no timeouts.
It worked.
Just, what are you doing, dude? Kick the. I wondered if he knew the kickoff rule that he could announce or declare an onside kick. Like, did he know that? Did he think there just weren't? I can't believe he didn't know there were onside kicks anymore. Hmm. But do the math on it. You're not getting the ball back with less than, at best, maybe you're getting it with 15 and having to go 90 yards after a punt. Like, just a really bad decision. I think the Broncos, between that guy and their rookie quarterback, are like.
Yeah, we'll see. Bo Nix is this year's Kenny Pickett so far.
A little bit, yes. He's checking it down a lot, right? And every pass that's down the field looks abysmal. Yeah, that looks how it is. If I were doing the reverse AFC power rankings later, I think that'd be my first vote.
Bo Nix.
But Waldron was the Seahawks offensive coordinator with JSN, by the way.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so he was not. It was not Ohio State. It was Seattle. Okay,
last year. Yeah.
Do you have the Bo Nix clip before we get to break? Bo Nix post game, he threw an interception in the end zone.
Okay, right.
Question and answer that came with that was pretty good. Maybe we'll play it a little later. Shane in Rochester before the break. Hey, Shane. Good morning.
Hey, I thought the whole point of the concussion protocol was to do exactly what you guys said, to keep the players protect the players from themselves, and really to protect the players from what Miami did, which was lie about his concussion, put him back in the game, then put him back in another game a few days later. So I think the league totally has the right to just on this one thing. And I think the NBA did something similar with like a heart murmur thing or a skippy heart thing with Larry Bird. Wasn't that something about that?
I don't know anything about that. I'll look into it. But concussion protocol is a short-term, finite idea. Like, you don't have a career concussion protocol for the league.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong to point out that, like, they do have it. It's kind of loose. It's, right? The NHL has 7 days symptom-free. And that's right. Working up. In the right. NFL, you could get concussed on a Sunday, and you're playing the next Sunday. The NHL right. is 7 days symptom-free, working out, all that.
Yeah.
Each league has its own standard here. But there's no – once you're cleared – there's no protocol after, well, here's our protocol for your fifth.
Could they make a rule with that for Guardian caps, though? Where, like, would that be, it wouldn't be, it would almost be like the Tua rule. It wouldn't be telling Tua you can't play or even forcing him to do anything. It would just be, hey, the NFL today's announced that if you've had 5 documented concussions since joining the National Football League, that from there on out, you have to wear the Guardian cap. That could be their action.
Yeah. 803-0550. Check in on the Jags. Trevor Lawrence says, we suck right now. Gene Frenette, Florida Times Union, on whether or not they do. They'll be here on Monday for a Week 3 matchup against the Bills. Bills 2-0, Jags 0-2. Will the Bills avoid their slip? Like, they couldn't avoid it last year in London. We'll find out what day the Jags are coming to. Very important.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Sorry. Come on. Let's have a little fun here today. What day are the Jaguars coming? It's the same time zone, I know. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.